My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Ben Standing's with us every Monday and Friday on this program. You can follow Ben on Twitter at Ben Standing on X. He writes for The Athletic and does a phenomenal job. You should subscribe. It hardly costs anything. And Ben's got a podcast called Standing Room Only, where you can get that wherever you get your podcasts. He joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Ben can talk about anything, and we will talk Washington football franchise, the Commanders, here shortly. But what was your reaction, other than, you know, lack of surprise? But what do you think about the Lakers hiring of J.J. Redick?
So funny. Like when LeBron started the podcast with him during the season, shouldn't that have been everybody's first thought that this was essentially a signal to whomever?
Well, I don't know. At that point, was it obvious Darvin Ham would be out?
I think unless they had a playoff run.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lost track of exactly when everything was starting to be said. But, yeah, I mean, it certainly felt like – I mean, that's the thing with any team with LeBron, especially at this age. The level of urgency goes up significantly, because he only has so much time, we think. I mean, maybe he plays till he's 50, but, you know, he only has so much time to be a real contender. And, you know, they were kind of a, you know, where they finished, sort of a middling team overall that just gets a lot of attention because they're the Lakers and who they have. So it certainly felt like it was, you know, at least a signal to say, hey, if we're doing something, keep an eye on this guy. I mean, look, who knows how Redick will do. He's obviously, I think, a pretty smart guy. You know, he is, he's going to have a lot of intensity, I would say. I mean, that was evident going all the way back to his playing days. It's one of the reasons I think a lot of people weren't necessarily big fans of him. You know, you respect the game, but just like, it's like, oh, come on, this guy has a lot going, there's a lot here with his attitude. But I'm not knocking that here. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, the coaches with no experience, sure, some of them have eventually worked out, but almost none of them have worked out in their first place. And boy, I mean, there's no learning curve here. he has to come in and succeed immediately because of the LeBron factor. So it seems like a very, very difficult spot for him to be in. But, you know, good luck.
Well, if it doesn't work, who will get the blame, LeBron or J.J. Redick? Who will get the most of it? I think it's the former. I think it would be LeBron that would catch most of the blame.
When does LeBron catch the blame in general?
In this particular case, I think he would. I mean, he's essentially picked a guy that he's developed a close friendship with who's got no experience. There's no way J.J. Redick's the coach there without LeBron signing off on it. I don't know. I actually think this is – look, I think LeBron had one of his best seasons. I mean, I still can't believe at times watching him how much he was improved in various areas of his game as a 39-year-old. But, I mean, for J.J. Redick, it's big money, doesn't work. LeBron, you know, I got LeBron at the end here, didn't work out. Go back to broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it doesn't work out, Redick will get fired and everybody will move on. And again, who knows where LeBron's going with his career. I guess I would just say that, you know, I think a big what if in the recent Lakers history is what if they don't make the terrible trade with the Wizards for Russell Westbrook. And, you know, by any measure, that was a LeBron decision. Nothing happens on a team with LeBron that he doesn't sign off on. I mean, that's just the reality. To think otherwise would be naive, but my point is to say, yeah, the Lakers got made fun of for that trade, but it was mostly people dinging Westbrook. I don't think people were going, well, LeBron, what's going on here? I mean, because he'll act like he's not the GM, but he's absolutely, they don't make a move that he is not into because he has that much power and sway. I mean, that's who he is. That's why he's moved around a lot in his career. So, you know, he didn't get dinged for the Westbrook trade. By the way, if they don't make that trade, who knows? But they would still have it at a minimum.
Refresh my memory on that trade.
Well, I mean, basically, from the Wizards' perspective, they traded Westbrook without having to add any other picks, and they gave up. The Lakers gave up Kyle Kuzma. They gave up KCP, who went on to be, you know, a very key piece for Denver.
That's right. It was KCP.
Title run, yeah. And you know, some other assets and picks. As well, but those were the main things, and the Lakers have been searching for role players ever since. So, you know, again, you never know how these things work, but boy, I think the Lakers would very much like to have had Kuzma and KCP instead of Westbrook. And like I said, I mean, the Westbrook trade was an all-time terrible one, not because of how it unfolded, because the moment it happened, we were all like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And again, it had to be a LeBron call, and yet it doesn't feel like he got much of the ding there at all.
Yeah. KCP's actually been a big time contributor for Denver, including in their championship year last year. You know, we'll get to the football team here in a moment. I mean, it's not a coach's league. That's the irony of this.
Definitely
like, there is a lot of discussion about J.J. Redick, and there have been many, many coaches in the history of the NBA that had no previous experience and got an opportunity. So, whatever. Odds are it probably won't work because this is a league where you have to have the best players, and the Lakers don't have anywhere near enough talent to compete with the best teams in the West, unless they create some miracle here in the offseason. You know, there's the talk of guys like Trae Young, possibly. I mean, I don't know if D'Angelo Russell comes back, but these are LeBron moves, too. I think it's the next move he makes in terms of trying to get a third piece, which will be the most important offseason move for LeBron James.
Yeah, no doubt. But I mean, you know, again, this is their. Look, they're the Lakers that they can seemingly, you know, get some guys to say, yeah, I'll play there because of all that comes with on the positive end of being in LA and with the Lakers. But, you know, they don't have many assets at all. They do have the 17th pick in this year's draft. I don't, obviously this is not considered to be a great draft, so I don't know what you could potentially get in any kind of deal there. I think they can move the pick, but I'm not sure. But yeah, no, this is part of the problem. I mean, they just don't have the goods to get guys. So, yeah, I mean, unless, you know, they've already been fortunate, I mean, good for them, you know, to find an Austin Reeves who's you know, a really nice piece, but, you know, not necessarily a third guy. And they're going to have to get lucky. And like you said, I mean, that's, you know, I've joked before, but somewhat being kind of serious, that if, you know, would Ted Leontis be open to, you know, sort of putting this rebuild on hold and going for LeBron for whatever the reason? And I know people think that's insane, but if you're LeBron, wouldn't you rather be in the East? Forget the Wizards, but that's like the East would have a much better chance of getting deeper into the playoffs. I know the Celtics just won, and I'm not knocking them. Congrats to them. But as we saw, the whole East, not only was it not strong, relatively speaking, to the West this year, but then everybody got hurt. So, I'm assuming LeBron's going back to the Lakers, but
well, he has to go back now. He just picked the coach.
Sure, I mean, I'm assuming he is. I'm just saying, like, but like the one thing that's been weird about LeBron with the Lakers, obviously they did win the bubble title, but like in general, for all the legacy stuff, it's like he's, I don't know, I don't, like, it's been pretty obvious now that they are just don't have enough. I mean, I know they had a deep, you know, good run last year, surprisingly, but, you know, they weren't close to Denver. And, I don't know. It's odd that, I'm not saying he's going out with a whimper, but, it just doesn't feel like they have a real upside to get anywhere. And yet we all understand how important it is for him to maximize these final years.
I think taking the bubble year out of it, I don't think they have finished in the top six in the West in, like, I think it's 12 years, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, and
like
how many of those years have been with LeBron? Four or five, six now? I forget. But they did get the title in the bubble. So, you know, it counts. So there you go. Real quickly, do you have a player that you hope the Wizards take at number two next week?
I really don't. I guess if you made me say, I would probably go for the French wing player. Is it Richesse over the Alex Sarr, the sort of the springy center type? Because I guess just in reading, you know, Sarr looks like he might be one of these guys who can come in and maybe not right away because he's so young, but contribute defensively. But offensively, it's a work in progress. I just haven't seen enough to know. Oh, I haven't seen basically anything to know, like, how far away is he really on offense, and what's his learning curve looking like? Do we already see growth, or is it a ways off? But other than that, I mean, I don't know. None of the college kids excite me. You know, college basketball is just not even close to what it was. So I see that Donovan Clingan is getting a lot of attention, and, you know, look, he's won titles. I give him that, but boy, I don't see some monster center. So I'd probably rather take a flyer on upside with whomever versus like a guy that's solid, because the Wizards should be going seriously upside. That's why I like the Koulibaly pick last year. So whoever that guy is what I would want them to do.
So let's talk some football. PFF came out with their roster rankings entering 2024, you know, basically, you know, the projected 53 and, you know, where do all the rosters rank 1 through 32? Take a guess, if you haven't seen it, where Washington's roster ranks.
Boy, I mean, it's got to be towards the, well, I guess, yeah, I don't know, 25.
You missed it by two. 27. The only teams in the league with a projected worse roster than Washington's per PFF. Arizona, New England, and they came in at 29. Carolina, the Giants, and Denver's roster, which is interesting because I would have not thought about their roster overall, but they have lost a lot in the last 2 years. So the 27th best roster with a rookie quarterback and a new coaching staff, a new, you know, entire staff, basically. What's the best case? I mean, this is, you know, this is not necessarily subjective when we're talking about PFF, but there are subjective elements to it. But what's the best case in this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, I think you it has to include.
You've been
like
down on. Let me just preface this by saying, you have basically chalked this season up as this is a developmental year. This is about Jaden Daniels, which I totally agree with, and you don't give much of a chance for them to compete in a league where we see surprises all the time, like last year with Houston. But what do you think best case is?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to get guys like Austin Ekeler and Jeremy Chinn, two guys who've had, you know, good success in the league, certainly, especially Ekeler, performing at a level, you know, closer to that, you know, sort of Pro Bowl level. Jahan Dotson, you know, Bill looks more like the guy who was scoring touchdowns as a rookie than what was going on last year. Like Brandon Coleman is able to come in at left tackle, not just be solid, but you'd be like, hey, this is a guy that actually looks like a legit player. You know, having Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, and Dorrance Armstrong helps unlock John Allen and Daron Payne a bit more. Maybe it's vice versa. Maybe they're having better years than they did. I just think that it's just the reason why I would say, like, I'm just, it's not so much like being down, but like be just trying to be realistic. The ifs and buts part of this is just the list is just so long. I mean, I think like if you look back to last year, probably the thing I regret the most in terms of like preseason prognostication was just simply ignoring. There were just too, I mean, not ignoring, but just like overlooking too many weaknesses. The offensive line, linebacker, tight end, I didn't necessarily see the secondary collapsing the way that it did, but you know, there were concerns there too. So there really weren't that many, but I just think there's just too many, again, ifs and buts. And I didn't mention, of course, if Jaden Daniels, you know, is CJ Stroud, well, then that's obviously going to lift all boats, even if it's, you know, more about excitement than it is.
Well, that's the biggest if then. If Jaden CJ Stroud, then this team has a chance to win more than 8 games.
Right. Yeah, I should have left that in my head. I was just counting that as the
It's okay. But, yeah. I'm curious as to what is second. I've got a clear-cut second in an if-then.
Well, go ahead. I mean, I guess I would say if Allen and Payne can look more like Pro Bowlers and then everything else around the defense can sort of fall in line with them, then maybe the defense is a lot better, especially since I think that, unlike the NBA conversation, the coaching in the NFL really matters. And if they can get the secondary in particular to play at least closer to the 2022 level and those other pieces happen, then maybe, the defense is at least closer to like average as opposed to terrible.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. If the defense is close to the 2022 level, this team will have a chance to win 8 games or more as the second biggest if-then, the number one being Jaden Daniels. Because you could actually make the case that the roster defensively and the coaching defensively is better than it was in 2022. Chase Young was really not a factor. You did not have, Montez Sweat was. You had Payne and Allen playing at a high level. The linebacking was not great with guys like Bostic still on the field and Davis, et cetera. You know, we didn't know much about Cameron Curl. He had a great season, but St. Juice was young. You had a veteran in Fuller out there. But you could make the case that the roster with the additions of Wagner, Chinn, and Louvu is a better roster than when they finished with a top 10 DVOA defense in 2022. So I would say if the defense makes a huge jump, which I actually expect, I mean, it's going to make a jump because it couldn't be worse than it was last year, then they've got a chance to be a much better team. A much better team. Think about all the possessions that Sam Howell and the offense didn't have a chance to be on the field for. Think about the game context in so many of the games last year where they were down double digits and had to play that way with an offense that wasn't very good. So that to me is, it's not only the second biggest if then, it's also the thing that I'm actually the most confident about going into next year, is that the defense is going to be vastly improved.
Yeah, you didn't even mention the William Jackson of it all. That was
right.
Still like lingering at the start of 22 before they benched and traded him. Look, I mean, you know, if Bobby Wagner has one more legit good year in him, then, you know, you're talking about a guy who even just a year ago was still making an all-pro team, who's going to really raise the level of intelligence and communication on the defense, not to mention he's a really, you know, world-class tackler, sure-handed tackler out there. You know, Frankie Louvu, you know, they have high hopes for what he can be in terms of that sort of Micah Parsons role, playing here, there, and everywhere. And, even the defensive line, like, you know, the defensive end rotation isn't that dynamic, but they have enough guys in there to be credible. And, I think that's all right. And this is, again, where coaching is going to be so interesting, because, you know, we talk about this a lot, but, you know, the secondary in particular, the change in the coaching staff to what they have now to what they had then, you know, is really going to be pretty dramatic. So I do think that's an area where these guys can get better. And again, you know, last year, while it was the first technically without Dan Snyder, you know, it wasn't really the first without all the headaches. And you know, everybody is happy at this time of year, and everybody's positive. But seeing guys like John Allen and Terry McLaurin and others, you know, the way they're sort of carrying themselves, like, it does feel like a definition of having a weight lifted off your shoulders, and now you can just play. And so I think all these things do give you that potential. I just think, you know, at the end of the day, there are still the talent gaps in a lot of spots, probably are too much to overcome, especially if injuries happen. But hey, you know, like you said, in the NFL, every year teams go from worse, to the playoffs. And, if Jaden Daniels can be that guy and these other things that we just talked about happen, yeah, then, you know, who knows?
You wrote yesterday or the day before that, Jaden Daniels, you know, they're preparing Jaden Daniels, we both think, to be the starting quarterback on September 8th in Tampa Bay. But you wrote about sort of what's ahead between now and, you know, now that this offseason is complete, him being drafted, participating in a mini camp, all the OTA sessions, the mandatory mini camp, and we've all heard all the positive things. But what is next for him before training camp?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Dan Quinn talked about, decision-making is going to be a huge deal, recognizing where the blitz is coming from, it's not changing the play, at least, looking in other directions, understanding what's coming. That's always such a challenge for rookies. And, I think that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, the physical dimension, the athletic traits, I think we get that's going to be pretty significant, already. But, I think probably on some level, the biggest thing is, if we're being realistic, we've all treated him with kid gloves to this point, which is fine. I mean, nothing's happened yet, really. He's a rookie. You have to appreciate a learning curve. But now once we get into training camp, should there be days where the ball hits the ground, I'm going to keep driving that one home. But when there's days where it's a little bit tougher, how does he handle that? How does everybody handle that? They're going to have to start giving him more. To this point, it's been, okay, we're installing this, we're installing that. But, once you get to camp, there'll be days with pads on. Not that he's going to get hit, but, it'll be at least a step closer towards what he'll see for real. And, how does that go? So I just think it's the next step in the process, and training camp's harder than OTAs. So, he's going to have to, how does he acclimate to that? And ultimately, this is just about reps. And that's why I've always, generally an advocate for not rushing a rookie quarterback to start. I think in this case, it's a little bit different because of his age and college experience. But, there's going to be some bumps in the road, and that's okay. But how does everybody react to that should they occur? I think it'll be interesting.
Talking to Ben Standing, of course, earlier in the week, there was the phone conversation between Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels that Ayuk posted to TikTok, and it started the conversation about, is it possible Ayuk could get dealt? My position is, I think the 49ers would be nuts to trade him. They should be thinking about winning the Super Bowl in 2024, and if they're going to do that, having Brandon Ayuk on the team gives them a really good chance. There have been stories written all week. Some of the 49ers guys have talked about, if you got Terry McLaurin back in a trade for Ayuk, now maybe we're talking about, something that would make sense. I'm just curious, do you have any sense as to whether or not, if he were available, Washington would or wouldn't be interested?
I can't say for sure that I would know, but boy, you can't have better circumstances to suggest that this would be a likely destination should he be available, because of the fact the Jaden Daniels relationship that Ayuk himself is clearly leaning into. They were, Daniels was his, Ayuk's final quarterback when they were both at Arizona State in college. And then, of course, Adam Peters and the 49ers drafted this guy. And Peters would certainly know better than anybody, what he's like in the locker room, how he works. And obviously, we see on the field, he's a really dynamic player. I do think what's interesting, you mentioned McLaurin, we're in this era now where teams are starting to pay wide receivers, not just one wide receiver, but two wide receivers, good money. The Dolphins did this with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, although in their case, that's kind of their brand, right? Like they kind of have no choice. But I still am not convinced that teams are going to pay crazy money to two wide receivers. And by the way, the Eagles, of course, just did this.
Yes.
As well. But in general, I don't know that a lot of teams are going to continue to do this, because every single year in the draft, there's like a ton of receiver talent coming in. So if you did trade for Ayuk and you give him an extension, otherwise, why would you make the trade? You know, Terry McLaurin's not up for a new deal for a minute, but, you know, at some point his deal is going to come up. And then what? You know,
are going to have to make a decision to extend him at the end of next year, because 2025 is the last year in the deal.
Right. So, you know, and this is the thing, like, I thought one of the problems with this last group seemed to be they at times focused on the moment, not the bigger picture. Like, they would make a move, but then what? And, you know, sort of like when they did with, signing Daron Payne, it wasn't so much that they did it. It's just like, okay, well, you know, are you prepared to then you can't re-sign all four of the defensive linemen, so what are you going to do? And they did eventually trade them, but I don't think that was a decision of that group. I think that was a, you know, understanding by management that things are going in a different direction after the year. And anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to make that trade, they obviously have to plan for what happens afterwards. Now, maybe they decide with Jaden Daniels, screw it. We'll have Ayuk and McLaurin, whatever they cost. That's great for us. Okay, well, then you're sacrificing elsewhere, and that's where it gets interesting. So, yeah, I think you'd have to wonder about Terry McLaurin's future if they were to make that trade.
One last thing. Sam Cosmi, we've talked about this before, but I think this should be a priority to get him signed to a long-term deal. You don't want to mess with this and have the season, you know, come and all of a sudden he's playing well and all of a sudden he decides, no, I'll wait and hit unrestricted free agency in February, March of 2025. Do you think that this is at the top of their list in terms of transactional priorities to get Sam Cosmi signed to a long-term deal before the season starts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where he would rank on their list, but I think to me this is one, like you said, kind of needs to get done. I mean, look, they can be hopeful with whatever their offensive line does this year, but right now you've got Sam Cosmi based off what he did last year. And again, he was a second-round pick. This isn't like some rando they just found and he had a good year and you're wondering, like, this is somebody that had a lot of potential coming out of college. He's just now at a different spot. And I think that would be a huge priority. You sign Biotis, you keep Cosmi long term, you spend a high draft pick next year on a tackle, right? And all of a sudden, you know, with Brandon Coleman as well, you've got the makings of a potentially interesting line. So, and you know, they have all the cap space they need. This isn't, you know, even signing Cosmi, shouldn't put a crimp into their whatever their broader plans are for next offseason. So, yes, to me, this would be a priority for sure. And I can't say definitively they agree. I just think that logically they would agree with this.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, man. Thanks.
All right. Ben Standing, everybody. So I want to open up phone lines for those of you who want to participate in the following: 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If we all agree that the biggest if-then scenario is if Jaden Daniels turns out to be a big-time quarterback, a C.J. Stroud kind of rookie season, then Washington will actually contend for a better than 500 record. If we consider that to be the biggest if then, what's the second? I mentioned the defense. If the defense is vastly improved, Washington will contend for a better than 500 season. What's your second if then? If, and come up with it, then Washington ends up contending for a better than 500 season. I'm not saying the playoffs. I mean, better than 500 would be contention for the playoffs. 9-8 would be in contention for the postseason. But what's the second thing? I actually have something else that is kind of defensive related. And I'm going to share that with you when we come back. But 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. After the if Jaden Daniels is C.J. Stroud, then Washington will contend for 500 or better. What's your second if then Washington contends for 500 season or better? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Right now, by the way, you get bonus days to save Washington, D.C. on new windows during WindowNation's semi-annual sale, which is now extended through the end of the month, through June 30th. You can get quality, affordable windows. And they've extended that sale, which means 50% off on all windows and window styles, 0% interest for 5 years. Plus, if you schedule your estimate now, you'll get a bonus 10% off. If your windows are older than 10 years, if they're rotted, if they're broken, you're paying through the roof right now with this heat wave on your air conditioning bills. That's a huge deal. Window Nation's maintenance-free windows will fix all of those problems for decades to come. Why would you want anything but the best for your home? It's not just that you're going to save 30% plus on utility bills. Your home's going to look better. Window Nation's top quality vinyl won't bow in the sun. They're designed with premium insulation, and they come with a lifetime warranty. Put an end to your window worries. The sale ends June 30th. 50% off on all windows. An extra 10% off if you schedule your free in-home estimate today, plus 0% for 5 years. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. So if Jaden Daniels is C.J. Stroud, then Washington's going to finish 500 or better. I think we can probably all agree on that. But give me another if then. If, as an example I gave, the defense is vastly improved, Washington's going to contend for a better than 500 record. You know, 500 at this point is 8-8-1. So predicting a tie, only dummies do that, which I did 2 years ago, and they ended up with a tie. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open if you want to weigh in on that. By the way, Rashad White, it was a running back, is a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He also played at Arizona State with Jaden Daniels before Jaden Daniels transferred to LSU. They were teammates. Rashad White, pretty effective running back here in recent years. Last year, for the Buccaneers, who ended up being a playoff team, Rashad White rushed for 990 yards, 6 touchdowns. Was a bit of a revelation last year and was a big part of what Tampa Bay did. He was on the Jim Rome show, and he was excited that his first game next year will be against his former teammate, Jaden Daniels. And he said, quote, "It's crazy, our first game. I'll tell you, when we got to put that belt to ass, but that's just how it goes." You know what I'm saying? In terms of getting suited up to play. And he said, "It'll be good competition. It's great competition. His first loss will come from me." Closed quote. Former college teammate Rashad White already talking big time before the opener in 2024, September 8th. So I wanted to mention this. This is another sort of if then. If Washington's turnover margin changes significantly, and what I'm speaking of probably more than giveaways is takeaways, Washington will then finish or contend for a better than 500 season. They had the worst turnover margin last year in the NFL at minus 14. It was an ugly season, as we know altogether. They were, near the league bottom in takeaways. They were near the league bottom in giveaways, or near the top of the league. They were fourth in the league with the most giveaways. And they ended up with a minus 14 turnover margin, which was dead last in the league, two worse than Minnesota's at minus 12. And look, we've seen this forever. There are few statistics that are more predictive of, better than 500 seasons and contending for the playoffs or making the playoffs than turnover margin. We see that every single season. And when you've got a significant negative turnover margin, you are guaranteed to miss. Although last year had one of the all-time aberrations in turnover margin. The Chiefs finished at minus 11 and won the Super Bowl. But Washington, Atlanta, New England, and Minnesota were the four worst in the league, and we see that every year. Well, they are, going to be coached this year by a head coach and a defensive coordinator who in two out of the last 3 years led the league in takeaways. The Cowboys had 33 takeaways to lead the league in 2022. In 2021, they led the league with 34 takeaways. This could be one of those things where it's their focus. It's what they've looked for overall in the kind of players that they have added. They're looking for guys who can make plays. They're looking for relentless motor. They're looking for that player trait of competitive motor. They want to take the ball away. Dead last year in turnover margin, fourth to worst in overall takeaways. Sixth worst in takeaways, fourth in giveaways. If Washington improves their turnover margin significantly and can end up in the top 10 in takeaways, which they haven't been in a long time, then they're going to contend for a 500 or better season. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If we all agree that if Jaden Daniels ends up being C.J. Stroud, then Washington's going to contend for a 500 or better season. I think we can all agree on that. What's next? For me, it would be defense and turnover margin. Gary, go ahead.
If he plays, first of all, good afternoon. If he plays like C.J. Stroud, they will be much better than 500, okay? Unless the defense is just deplorable. I just think that C.J. Stroud is an outlier. I just don't think we can think that this kid or should expect this kid to play like Stroud, okay? And Stroud, he played well. He had some good players around him, but they also had a very weak schedule. So I expect Houston to take a few steps back this year. But as far as the defense is concerned, if they win the turnover battle, I think you're better than 500. I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think this defense is going to be much better than it was last year. I think the two tackles, if they couldn't play well with the other two first-round picks around them, then I don't see Dorrance Armstrong being that much of an upgrade over either one of those guys. I just don't see a playmaking secondary either. So I think the chances of them winning a turnover battle is going to be pretty low. Now, I don't know the quarterbacks that they're playing. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but that will play a big part of it also.
That's a really good point. And every single year, it's one of the things that I focus on, typically this time of year. Like, very, very often it is the quarterbacks you are facing that ends up being a big part of the determinant of your season. They have Joe Burrow on their schedule. They have Lamar Jackson on their schedule. They have, Jalen Hurts twice, Dak Prescott twice, Kirk Cousins once, Derek Carr once, but it's not a daunting quarterback scheduled. Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray a part of it. They'll open with Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay. It's not, you know, there were a few years ago, they had one of the most difficult quarterback schedules. Was it 2020? It may have been 2020 or 2021 when they started with, you know, Herbert, and then they had Josh Allen, and then they had Matt Ryan. But this was, you know, Matt Ryan closer to being Matt Ryan. They had, I think they had Drew Brees. They had Patrick Mahomes. They had Aaron Rodgers. They had Tom Brady. Yeah. They had Russell Wilson when Russell Wilson was still, you know, legit in Seattle. Their 2020 quarterback schedule was unbelievable.
No, I won 2020. That wasn't 2020.
Yeah, it was 2021. Was 2021. I meant 2021. Yeah, 2021. Exactly.
Yeah.
Herbert, Allen, Mahomes, and Rodgers were like in the first seven games. You know, it was crazy.
Yeah, worked,
thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah,
let's go to Andrew.
Thanks.
Andrew, go ahead. If we agree, if Jaden Daniels is C.J. Stroud, Washington will contend for a 500 or better record. What's second most important on the if then?
I think it's the offensive line. I think, you know, if Jaden Daniels is going to be the real deal, we're going to have, you know, a much better pass protection than last year, and we're going to be able to run the ball. I think, you know, Jaden Daniels has the ability to move like Robert did, but we don't want that same factor happening again where, you know, he's walking on one leg. So I think Jaden Daniels, you know, for him to be effective, to get where we want to be, the offensive line is going to have to perform above expectations.
Thanks, Andrew. Look, I think the offensive line has to be better than it was last year also. But I also, as most of you know, I'm of the mindset that the offensive line performance last year was, first of all, from an advanced numbers standpoint, better than most of you think it was. You know, the eye test didn't tell me that that was a good offensive line. I will concede that for 100%. But, you know, the next gen pass, you know, the pass block win rate, they were 14th in the league. I think sometimes we get wrapped up into how bad our offensive line is without understanding that much of the league has offensive line problems. But I still think the bigger issue last year was the quarterback and the coordinator. I'm not saying the O-line was great, but I think that that was a big part of it. And if those two areas are improved, even with the, you know, by the way, 2/5 of the offensive line is brand new in Tyler Biadasz and Nick Allegretti. And actually, you know, Lucas being a projected starter when he was more of a swing backup, you know, you're talking about 3/5 of the offensive line being different, but we're familiar with Cornelius Lucas. I understand that. But I just think that that is less important. I think Kingsbury is going to have a lot to do with that. I think Jaden Daniels will have a lot to do with it, and I just have a little bit more trust in that. I'd like to see the defense vastly improved. I'd like to see the takeaway count really increase. It's what they've been good at, Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. together. And if that happens, they're going to be a lot better than we think. Let's go to Ivan. Ivan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, Kevin, your contention, as you know, we've talked about before, your contention has always been you keep swinging until you get the right quarterback. While my contention was always you get the right coach until you get the right quarterback. And this year you hope you drew the inside straight and you got both, quarterback and coach. So my answer would be if you get the right coach, then you can get, you know, you'll have the right culture. You can have one of those turnaround seasons from out of the playoffs to into the playoffs. You can put your players in the best position to succeed. I think the right coach is the answer to that question.
I just, you know, I disagree with you. I mean, we'd both sit here and tell each other and agree and nod that Bill Belichick's one of the greatest ever. How's he done without a quarterback? Mike Tomlin is a great coach. How's he done? I mean, he has coached them up, no doubt. But they're not a legitimate contender without a quarterback. You have to have that quarterback. Kyle's the outlier. He's the outlier.
Right under your nose, Kevin, I told you before, right under your nose you had Joe Gibbs.
It's a different game, Ivan. We've been talking about that for years. You got to go back. That's 30 years ago.
That's right. Hey, Kevin, real quick, I'm gonna let you go. Your other contention, Kevin, was always that the Dan Snyder witch hunt was not media driven. Where are all the investigations, Kevin? Where are all the court cases? All about the media, Kevin. All about getting Dan Snyder. All right,
man. What do you mean? Most of them have been settled. We just had one settled the other day.
Kevin,
they got fined. They got fined $1.3 million. Pay attention, Ivan. Things go on when you're out on the golf course. Hit them straight, Paulie, go ahead.
Hey guy, how you doing, man?
What's up?
The W.
Yep.
Hey, look, man. What Ivan talking about, man? Listen, man. If all this was a hoax on Dan Snyder, he was still on the team.
he's the only person in the history of this town that actually defended Dan Snyder consistently. I give him credit. He's persistent.
Yeah, but that's just being lunatic. That's crazy, man. If it wasn't, he was still on the team. But look, my if is, look, everybody wants to compare to C.J. Stroud in Houston. I'm going to take it a couple of years back. And I want to compare it to my guy out there. What's the quarterback of Philly, man? I'm doing a dot.
Jalen Hurts?
The Sooner, yeah. Jalen Hurts. Listen, beginning of that year, Nick Sirianni, he tried to throw the ball all around. The Eagles, they sucked for like the first 5-6 games. And then they committed to the running game. Ended up 10-6 and in the playoffs.
Well, he was part of that running game.
Yeah, I understand that. We commit to the running game. If we commit to the running game, I think it would help develop the offensive line. You know what I mean? It'll help keep the defense off the field. Because a lot of games last year, I know we killed Eric Bieniemy for throwing the ball a lot. But if you look, we was behind a lot early in a lot of games.
No, I understand
also.
That. But it wasn't just because they were behind a lot.
No, it was a perfect storm of throwing the ball a lot, a bad quarterback, and new pieces on the offensive line.
I got to run because I'm up against a hard break, and I appreciate it. But you're spot on per usual, because Paulie gets a lot right. They got to be a balanced attack. I'm not talking about 50-50. Can't be 74-26. Can't be 72-28. The best friend of a rookie quarterback is a running game and a good defense. Be nice to have both. Unbelievable baseball statistic for you when we come back. Kevin Sciancho, the Team 980 and the Team980.com. The Orioles beat the Yankees yesterday 17-5. They took 2 of 3 from New York. They're a half game behind the Yankees in the American League East. But it marked the 22nd straight series win over an American League East opponent. That is the most consecutive series wins within division opponents in Major League Baseball history. It surpassed the mark set by the Atlanta Braves back in 1998 through 2000 and this big red machine of the 1970s. 22 straight series wins against their very difficult American League East opponents. The Orioles are rolling. The Nats, tough series against Arizona. Mackenzie Gore, rough outing yesterday. They're in Colorado to try to get back on track this weekend. All right, we are done for the day. Doc Walker's up next. I'll talk to you on Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So if Jaden Daniels is CJ Stroud, then Washington's going to finish 500 or better. I think we can probably all agree on that. But give me another if then. If, as an example I gave, the defense is vastly improved, Washington's going to contend for a better than 500 record. You know, 500 at this point is 8-8-1. So predicting a tie, only dummies do that, which I did 2 years ago, and they ended up with a tie. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open if you want to weigh in on that. By the way, Rashad White, it was a running back, is a running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He also played at Arizona State with Jaden Daniels before Jaden Daniels transferred to LSU. They were teammates. Rashad White, pretty effective running back here in recent years. Last year, for the Buccaneers, who ended up being a playoff team, Rashad White rushed for 990 yards, 6 touchdowns. Was a bit of a revelation last year and was a big part of what Tampa Bay did. He was on the Jim Rome show, and he was excited that his first game next year will be against his former teammate, Jaden Daniels. And he said, quote, "It's crazy, our first game. I'll tell you, when we got to put that belt to ass, but that's just how it goes." You know what I'm saying? In terms of getting suited up to play. And he said, "It'll be good competition. It's great competition. His first loss will come from me." Closed quote. Former college teammate Rashad White already talking big time before the opener in 2024, September 8th. So I wanted to mention this. This is another sort of if-then. If Washington's turnover margin changes significantly, and what I'm speaking of probably more than giveaways is takeaways, Washington will then finish or contend for a better than 500 season. They had the worst turnover margin last year in the NFL at minus 14. It was an ugly season, as we know altogether. They were, near the league bottom in takeaways. They were near the league bottom in giveaways, or near the top of the league. They were fourth in the league with the most giveaways. And they ended up with a minus 14 turnover margin, which was dead last in the league, two worse than Minnesota's at minus 12. And look, we've seen this forever. There are few statistics that are more predictive of, you know, better than 500 seasons and contending for the playoffs or making the playoffs than turnover margin. We see that every single season. And when you've got a significant negative turnover margin, you are guaranteed to miss. Although last year had one of the all-time aberrations in turnover margin. The Chiefs finished at minus 11 and won the Super Bowl. But Washington, Atlanta, New England, and Minnesota were the four worst in the league, and we see that every year. Well, they are, you know, going to be coached this year by a head coach and a defensive coordinator who in two out of the last 3 years led the league in takeaways. The Cowboys had 33 takeaways to lead the league in 2022. In 2021, they led the league with 34 takeaways. This could be one of those things where you know it's their focus. It's what they've looked for overall in the kind of players that they have added. They're looking for guys who can make plays. They're looking for relentless motor. You know, they're looking for that player trait of competitive motor. They want to take the ball away. Dead last year in turnover margin, you know, fourth to worst in overall takeaways. Sixth worst in takeaways, fourth in giveaways. If Washington improves their turnover margin significantly and can end up in the top 10 in takeaways, which they haven't been in a long time, then they're going to contend for a 500 or better season. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If we all agree that if Jaden Daniels ends up being C.J. Stroud, then Washington's going to contend for a 500 or better season. I think we can all agree on that. What's next? For me, it would be defense and turnover margin. Gary, go ahead.
If he plays, first of all, good afternoon. If he plays like C.J. Stroud, they will be much better than 500, okay? Unless the defense is just deplorable. I just think that C.J. Stroud is an outlier. I just don't think we can think that this kid or should expect this kid to play like Stroud, okay? And Stroud, he played well. He had some good players around him, but they also had a very weak schedule. So I expect Houston to take a few steps back this year. But as far as the defense is concerned, if they win the turnover battle, I think you're better than 500. I just don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think this defense is going to be much better than it was last year. I think the two tackles, if they couldn't play well with the other two first-round picks around them, then I don't see Dorrance Armstrong being that much of an upgrade over either one of those guys. I just don't see a playmaking secondary either. So I think the chances of them winning a turnover battle is going to be pretty low. Now, I don't know the quarterbacks that they're playing. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but that will play a big part of it also.
That, you know, that's a really good point. And every single year, it's one of the things that I focus on, typically this time of year. Like, who, you know, very, very often it is the quarterbacks you are facing that ends up being a big part of the determinant of your season. You know, they have Joe Burrow on their schedule. They have Lamar Jackson on their schedule. They have, you know, Jalen Hurts twice, Dak Prescott twice, Kirk Cousins once, Derek Carr once. But it's not a daunting quarterback schedule. Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray a part of it. They'll open with Baker Mayfield and Tampa Bay. It's not, you know, there were a few years ago, they had one of the most difficult quarterback schedules. Was it 2020? It may have been 2020 or 2021 when they started with, you know, Herbert, and then they had Josh Allen, and then they had Matt Ryan. But this was, you know, Matt Ryan closer to being Matt Ryan. They had, I think they had Drew Brees. They had Patrick Mahomes. They had Aaron Rodgers. They had Tom Brady. Yeah. They had Russell Wilson when Russell Wilson was still, you know, legit in Seattle. Their 2020 quarterback schedule was unbelievable.
No, it wasn't 2020. That wasn't 2020.
Yeah, it was 2021. I meant 2021. Yeah, 2021. Exactly.
Yeah.
Herbert, Allen, Mahomes, and Rodgers were like in the first seven games. You know, it was crazy.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Gary.
Yeah,
let's go to Andrew.
Thanks.
Andrew, go ahead. If we agree, if Jaden Daniels is C.J. Stroud, Washington will contend for a 500 or better record. What's second most important on the if then?
I think it's the offensive line. I think, you know, if Jaden Daniels is going to be the real deal, we're going to have, you know, a much better pass protection than last year, and we're going to have to be able to run the ball. I think, you know, Jaden Daniels has the ability to move like Robert did, but we don't want that same factor happening again where, you know, he's walking on one leg. So I think Jaden Daniels, you know, for him to be effective, to get where we want to be, the offensive line is going to have to perform above expectations.
Thanks, Andrew. Look, I think the offensive line has to be better than it was last year also. But I also, as most of you know, I'm of the mindset that the offensive line performance last year was, first of all, from an advanced numbers standpoint, better than most of you think it was. You know, the eye test didn't tell me that that was a good offensive line. I will concede that for 100%. But, you know, the next gen pass, you know, the pass block win rate, they were 14th in the league. I think sometimes we get wrapped up into how bad our offensive line is without understanding that much of the league has offensive line problems. But I still think the bigger issue last year was the quarterback and the coordinator. I'm not saying the O-line was great, but I think that that was a big part of it. And if those two areas are improved, even with the, you know, by the way, 2/5 of the offensive line is brand new in Tyler Biadasz and Nick Allegretti. And actually, you know, Lucas being a projected starter when he was more of a swing backup, you know, you're talking about 3/5 of the offensive line being different. But we're familiar with Cornelius Lucas. I understand that. But I just think that that is less important. I think Kingsbury is going to have a lot to do with that. I think Jaden Daniels will have a lot to do with it, and I just have a little bit more trust in that. I'd like to see the defense vastly improved. I'd like to see the takeaway count really increase. It's what they've been good at, Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. together. And if that happens, they're going to be a lot better than we think. Let's go to Ivan. Ivan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Hey, Kevin, your contention, as you know, we've talked about before, your contention has always been you keep swinging until you get the right quarterback. While my contention was always you get the right coach until you get the right quarterback. And this year you hope you drew the inside straight and you got both, quarterback and coach. So my answer would be if you get the right coach, then you can get, you know, you'll have the right culture. You can have one of those turnaround seasons from out of the playoffs to into the playoffs. You can put your players in the best position to succeed. I think the right coach is the answer to that question.
I disagree with you. I mean, we'd both sit here and tell each other and agree and nod that Bill Belichick's one of the greatest ever. How's he done without a quarterback? Mike Tomlin is a great coach. How's he done? I mean, he has coached them up, no doubt. But they're not a legitimate contender without a quarterback. You have to have that quarterback. Kyle's the outlier. He's the outlier.
Right under your nose, Kevin. I told you before, right under your nose, you had Joe Gibbs.
Ivan. We've been talking about that for years. You got to go back. That's 30 years ago.
That's right. Hey, Kevin, real quick, I'm gonna let you go. Your other contention, Kevin, was always that the Dan Snyder witch hunt was not media driven. Where are all the investigations, Kevin? Where are all the court cases? All about the media, Kevin. All about getting Dan Snyder. All right, man.
What do you mean? Most of them have been settled. We just had one settled the other day.
Kevin,
they got fined $1.3 million. Pay attention, Ivan. Things go on when you're out on the golf course. Hit them straight, Paulie, go ahead.
Hey guy, how you doing, man?
What's up?
The W.
Yep.
Hey, look, man. What Ivan talking about, man? Listen, man. If all this was a hoax on Dan Snyder, he was still on the case.
he's the only person in the history of this town that actually defended Dan Snyder consistently. I give him credit. He's persistent.
Yeah, but that's just being lunatic. That's crazy, man. If it wasn't, he was still on the team. But look, my if is, look, everybody wants to compare to C.J. Stroud in Houston. I'm going to take it a couple of years back. And I want to compare it to my guy out there. What's the quarterback of Philly, man? I'm doing a dollar.
Jalen Hurts?
The Sooner, yeah. Jalen Hurts. Listen, beginning of that year, Nick Sirianni, he tried to throw the ball all around. The Eagles, they sucked for like the first 5-6 games. And then they committed to the running game. Ended up 10-6 and in the playoffs.
Well, he was part of that running game.
Yeah, I understand that. If we commit to the running game, I think it would help develop the offensive line. You know what I mean? It'll help keep the defense off the field. Because a lot of games last year, I know we killed Eric Bieniemy for throwing the ball a lot. But if you look, we was behind a lot early in a lot of games.
No, I understand
also.
That. But it wasn't just because they were behind a lot.
No, it was a perfect storm of throwing the ball a lot, a bad quarterback, and new pieces on the offensive line. So, I
got to run because I'm up against a hard break, and I appreciate it. But you're spot on per usual, because Paulie gets a lot right. They got to be a balanced attack. I'm not talking about 50-50. Can't be 74, 26. Can't be 72-28. The best friend of a rookie quarterback is a running game and a good defense. Be nice to have both. Unbelievable baseball statistic for you when we come back. Kevin Sciancho, the Team 980 and the Team980.com. The Orioles beat the Yankees yesterday 17-5. They took 2 of 3 from New York. They're a half game behind the Yankees in the American League East. But it marked the 22nd straight series win over an American League East opponent. That is the most consecutive series wins within division opponents in Major League Baseball history. It surpassed the mark set by the Atlanta Braves back in 1998 through 2000 and this big red machine of the 1970s. 22 straight series wins against their very difficult American League East opponents. The Orioles are rolling. The Nats, tough series against Arizona. Mackenzie Gore, rough outing yesterday. They're in Colorado to try to get back on track this weekend. All right, we are done for the day. Doc Walker's up next. I'll talk to you on Monday.
dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Orioles beat the Yankees yesterday 17-5. They took 2 of 3 from New York. They're a half game behind the Yankees in the American League East. But it marked the 22nd straight series win over an American League East opponent. That is the most consecutive series wins within division opponents in Major League Baseball history. It surpassed the mark set by the Atlanta Braves back in 1998 through 2000 and this big red machine of the 1970s. 22 straight series wins against their very difficult American League East opponents. The Orioles are rolling. The Nats, tough series against Arizona. Mackenzie Gore, rough outing yesterday. They're in Colorado to try to get back on track this weekend. All right, we are done for the day. Doc Walker's up next. I'll talk to you on Monday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.